and it's a 5, a 4, a 3, a 2, 1. Bam! You are listening to Flowing with Famous, your all Fresno podcast, where we talk about all things Fresno. It is I, Famous Whitewater, a.k.a. Joshua Teehee. With me, as always, is the Fresno podcast guru, Mike C.
Hello, hello.
How are you?
Good, good. I'm ready to Fresno.
You ready to talk about Fresno?
Ready to Fresno, yo.
All the wonderful happenings in and around this great city of ours that have happened since we last spoke.
Yes. The things we... stuff we noticed.
Stuff we... Right.
Fresno junk we noticed.
We can't hit on everything.
Nah.
And, you know, if there's someone listening and thinks we should talk about something, they can let us know.
Yeah.
Ed Stewart's been pretty good about that.
Ed, yeah. We're going to have Ed on, I think.
Oh, yeah?
There's talk.
Not with me. No one.
Well, our producer, Hillary, has been talking with him, so...
All right. Well, then there it is. I think that's a great idea. I just was not aware. So.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
All right, where do we start?
Let's start with the hot issue.
Hot issue.
Is the Fresno Building Healthy Communities.
Yes.
Nonprofit organization.
Right.
Fresno Building Healthy Communities. Yeah. Or Fresno BHC.
Right. Or FBHC.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen it so many ways.
Yeah, there's anyway, all the ways.
Yeah.
So they started some money to do some ads,
uh-huh.
And basically the ad is showing the discrepancy. They picked a zip code,
right,
and the south area of town,
uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And picked the north area of town zip code, which is like the Woodward Park-esque area, mm-hmm. zip code, and mm-hmm. showed how there's a huge discrepancy between green space parks those two zip codes, and they're so. Just saying, this south zip code has, you know, is not well represented in parks.
Right.
Not health is not as healthy.
Right.
Not getting the attention it should be getting attention.
Right.
And it's a very slick ad.
Yeah.
And kind of very plainly explains that. And so they wanted to put this ad on the buses.
Right. They were going to put it on the buses.
And the city said, no, you're not.
Right. I think...
And they are claiming censorship.
Well, now, correct me if I'm wrong, didn't the city take their money?
Yeah, I guess they did get to the point of taking their money.
And then decided it was not... I guess we didn't really look at
it. It was too political. Yeah, we didn't. We're like, I guess we should look at that. Oh. And this the city basically officially said, we do not do political ads.
Interesting. I would watch out for that in the future and or in the past. Maybe someone knows. I'm sure they have.
It seems like they had to have done some sort of
measure B.
Measure. There has to be
measure G, perhaps.
Yeah,
something. I mean, no, I really, been, yeah.
God, I don't know for sure. And right, nobody said. Right. Nobody's like come up with the smoking gun of ha ha right. at the time we're talking right now.
Yeah.
And maybe at this point that you, the listener, are listening, right. that has, but nobody has come up with a smoking gun of, look, you did do a political ad on a bus.
Right.
So,
You know, there's a few things. One is this spawned like a little bit of a Twitter war, mm-hmm. between Oliver Baines.
Councilman Oliver Baines.
And Fresno, the FBHC. Because there was some confusion, they sent out a tweet.
The tweet was like basically adding him and some other councilmen, just saying their intention was look at this,
yeah.
And Oliver was like, "What are you saying? I did that?"
Right.
And they're like, "No. We're just letting you know this is happening."
Right. And so then there was this weird back and forth. If you were watching it, it made me a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I was like, wait a second, what's happening here?
Yeah,
this is
yeah.
so weird. Twitter's a weird thing like that.
There's always nothing, you know, comes across the way you want
right,
it to. It would if you were in person.
Right.
It does in print, so it's just...
Well, and so, yeah, so the Fresno Building Health and Communities, you know, they actually had a press conference, and they're, you know, pushing this, like, what is it, Parks for All, I think is the hashtag, or something like that. And the idea being, you know, built. But truthfully, look, the thing is, while that is true, that different parts of the city have different park space, none of the city has park space. It's all shitty.
Yeah, we're
even the best parts of you know, those parts in North Fresno still way underserved.
Right. Yeah, it's like, yeah, there isn't an area that is properly served in Fresno. Right, but their point was the zip code they use was 93706 for the South Fresno. And that's 1.02 park acres per 1,000 residents.
Per, okay.
93720, the northeast neighborhood, is 4.62 park acres. That is a giant difference.
Big discrepancy.
But they are, some people pointed out that the 93720 includes Woodward Park in there. The 93706 doesn't include Roding Park.
Right. Or Kearney Park. Or
yeah. Yeah. So it is. It's a little bit of a weighted stat.
Yeah, yeah.
A little, but, and then there's some people pointing out that this was, you know, an older Fresno parks. At that time, weren't required to put in parks like they are now. They're required to put something, some sort of park in, even though it's usually pretty weak sauce.
Right, yeah.
It's, but they're just like the minimum. They're like, you need at least 1 acre park. And they're like, okay, and they'll do one exact acre of parkage.
So there's the, what's that? There's a development up in, you know, like Ashland Temperance area, out in that area. That's, I think it's like five parks or something. What's it? Something like that. It has some name like that, you know?
Uh-huh.
And then you drive around there and you're like, I do not see what you're talking about here.
Where's this park?
And it's really just like, you know, in the middle of the development, there'll be like a playground with
a swing set.
Yeah.
And a bench.
Here it is. Plaza 3 Park.
Enjoy, children. Exercise.
Yeah, I mean, it's a weird thing. I think, you know, we had talked briefly about this. Fresno Building Healthy Communities is the one that was bringing in this Plaza skate park. I think we talked about this last time. So, you know, I think they are doing good work and really trying their best to.
Their intentions are good. They're not. I mean,
that they
argue with their stat all you want. Right, they're trying to get more parks in an area that is way underserved. Yeah. So you kind of have to boil it down to that.
I always, you know, I think when people get like overly political about things, it tends to, you know, push me off a little bit. I tend to get like, ah, come on, guys, you know, find some common ground here. We can all kind of move to get.
And like, I know the mayor's office had to defend it and came out the reason. But the mayor, I know that the mayor wants more parks too.
Yeah.
I don't know if maybe the office in general was working hard enough. We were talking last episode how the budget wasn't reflecting the parks department as well as it should be, probably. And so I think they're so beholden to the police force. You know, the scare, like everyone gets scared, like, we can't lose, we need more police.
Right.
This would be crazy, wouldn't it, if we had like five less officers on the force? We can't do that. So, like, I kind of would side on, like, yeah, I'd kind of rather just see a new park rather than five more cops on
when
the street,
I think, Oliver Baines on Twitter was talking about there are some new parks coming up in his district, and including one in the cultural arts district. Maybe at some point
That park has been talked about for years.
They need it. I mean, it really is needed in that area of town. In like the core of downtown, there's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess you have the Fulton Mall, which some people consider a park.
You consider Fulton Mall a park. You consider courthouse, you know, the courthouse area.
Courthouse park. Right.
It's where, you know, the homeless hang out. But,
you know, but it's not like a park in I think, anyone's.
Yeah,
person.
It's not where, but, you take, you know, your kid and, like, play, kid.
The Holmes Playground, I think, is right there in the Lowell District. I think that's what it's called there on Divisadero. So there are some parks there, but.
Not enough. There's just, I mean, it's just, it's a citywide issue.
Yeah.
There just isn't. Like, unless you live around Woodward Park.
Right.
You're underserved.
Park, yeah. And, or, there's that, Oro de something park.
Oso de Oro.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a nice little park.
Yeah, and I mean,
that place is jammed right. every weekend too.
And part of this is, you know, Fresno Building Healthy Communities. They are serving an area, you know. So obviously, those are the people that they're going to advocate for. But to me, kind of, I don't like when people try to divide, you know,
yeah.
Divide an issue when they could just like, hey, let's get together and see how we can all. Work together mm-hmm. to make things
well. I mean, the one positive thing you could say about the whole the bus ad controversy is everybody's
now people at least are for talking the day. About parks,
everyone's
yeah.
talking about parks and yeah. talking about this organization, and yeah. so at least it got them publicity, probably more publicity than
right.
if it would have been quietly right, put right. on the buses like they wanted.
Right, they probably wouldn't have gotten.
Would
yeah.
gotten
no
the
one
bus.
Would even be talking about. It, yeah,
so hey, well, it's a win.
Yeah,
win for everybody.
Well, there you go. Maybe that's how they planned it. Maybe they yeah. knew
they're that deviously genius.
So there it is, parks people.
It's all Swergen's behind it.
Enjoy
she says, him. "What we'll do is yeah, we'll reject right. it. You guys can play it up,
right? Play it up, and then you get boom. All the parks you want.
Genius, man.
That is pretty genius. All right,
you'll get parks for days."
More parks, you know what to do with you. Everyone, park for everyone. You get a park.
You get a park.
Well, there it is. All right. What's next on our agenda here?
What's next is, we always like to talk about retail.
Love retail.
Closings and openings. There's a lot of action going on.
It's so much action.
Urban Outfitters is closed.
Bam.
Can you believe
gone.
That?
Urban Outfitters.
Are we less hipster now?
Yeah.
Or is Urban Outfitters not hipster because they try to be hipster?
I have no idea about it. Here's the thing. Urban Outfitters is one of those places where I know about. I may have even been in the store at one point. But kind of just a place I could care less, you know, like
well,
it's
yeah,
there, and I think that they have some cool stuff. Like, you know, I remember, but I was never, they had clothes and things,
uh-huh.
but I would never look at that. It was always all the little knick-knacky crap that I was like, yeah. ooh, a book on hipster. I think I did buy the hipster handbook there.
The hipster handbook?
There's a hipster handbook. I think I may have bought it there, but, you know, and they had that kind of crap. So they're closed, you know, I don't know, and the story. So no one is talking about the reason that they closed.
Oh, I didn't know there was the reason was.
Yeah, well, no, and no one's talking about. But Bethany Clough, the B reporter, her sort of take on it was Fresno just doesn't have the demographics really to support a store like that, especially when, you know, we're a place that we love our Forever 21, our H&M, Gap, Old Navy, probably something like that. So, you know, a place like Urban Outfitters, that's a little more upscale, a little more like expensive kind of stuff, is going to be not going to do as well. And I guess this store had actually several months ago switched to being a, I don't know, Urban Outfitter, discount. Yeah, like a discount,
yeah.
one of their discount places,
right.
you know, like
that's what they
the
seem
J.
to do,
Crew
the
outlet
Fresno,
or like, yeah.
like our Nordstrom's
right, right.
rack.
We get a Nordstrom rack, so this would be like that, the equivalent of that, and so it didn't work. You know, to me, it's sort of indicative, I think that the day of the big box retailer is, waning, you know, of the niche big box retailer.
Uh-huh.
So like a clothing store, or, you know, like a music store, bookstore,
yeah.
You know, like even the guitar center, like those kind of places where it's like we have a big building, we have a bunch of crap in there, and it's very, you know, targeted.
Right.
I think the day of those types of plays, like the department store, let's say, are going. They're done. Because, you know, a place just like Urban Outfitters, I can buy
online,
I could get stuff online, you know, if I really want to. Or if I'm going to a store, you know, there are cheaper places, you know, and it costs a lot to have a big space like that. That's a lot of rent, you know. And if you don't have the people coming in, so yeah, that's what I think. And I think as these types of places go, you know, we're seeing more places like, you know, Baby O's or whatever in the tower, and Yoshi now is doing a lot more. We're seeing a lot more of like the vintage and the crafting and the do-it-yourself kind of stuff. That's like becoming more popular, and all this stuff is kind of going away. So I don't know. That's my take, kind of. But yeah. So I don't know. And there's an empty space there now in the mall. I'm sure they can't be enjoying that.
Yeah. Oh, they'll get that filled.
Yeah. What's going to go there?
We always want to know, man.
What does the mall not have? We don't know. Well, you know what it does have? And we could talk about this. This is always Chipotle.
Chipotle.
So they have a new food court.
Revamped food court. And it's got Chipotle and it's exciting.
When was the last time you've been to the food court in the mall?
Oh, it's been a while. Yeah. It has been a while. Now I might go.
Yeah. Well, I've been to the food court at Manchester way more times than I've been to the...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it, over the years?
Well, I mean, I would say I've been... Little, yeah.
Yeah, but I think Manchester might actually win out over Fashion Fair's food court over the years.
Right, over the... Yeah,
over my lifetime.
Right, right.
Manchester wins out, but... I had not been to either food court in a while.
Yeah. Well, you know, Manchester's food court now is very, it has a lot of like little small, there's not very many left, but like there's a taqueria and some other places. It's definitely not Chipotle. And
yeah. But well, that new company that wants to do a two-story food court there.
Wonder if they'll if they'll get a Chipotle in there.
Maybe. Why not?
Well, and you know, get
a Chipotle south of Shaw.
Right.
That's we're starting at. Is there a Chipotle south of Shaw? There is it.
I don't believe.
I guess technically, Fashion Fair south of Shaw.
Right.
Okay, something that's not on the border of Shaw. That's south of Shaw.
And also at Sierra Vista Mall, there's the one there.
Oh,
and I think
that's close. Nobody cares.
That's also south of.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
So maybe we can get that going.
Chipotle downtown. Downtown Chipotle would rake.
True. Once they get the street going through Fulton there.
Oh. Is that one of the people that are just waiting for that street?
Maybe.
They're just chomping at the bit.
Here's another one. And I mentioned this because of the street. So the packing shed closed.
Oh.
Which is a long time.
Long-time
sandwich shop. People love it. Love it. And, of course, the first thing that people say is, look at this place. It didn't last, and they were streets. It was surrounded by open streets, blah, blah, blah. You know?
Exactly.
Right. Until you figure out, no, that's not why they're closing.
Oh, damn it.
That place was doing great. It was personal reasons that
you don't, do you know? Do you know?
I don't know. I mean, but it definitely wasn't, from what I've seen...
It wasn't business financial-wise. No, it was something outside.
It's a place that's been around forever, and like those places tend to die off eventually. Yeah. You know, you can't... It's rare that a place will last through 3-4 generations. You know?
Right. There's already a couple of Subways, so I'm saying, I guess Deli Delicious needs to pop in there.
Oh, there is a Deli Delicious. Oh, in that spot?
There's a Deli Delicious
on Tulare and M Street, I think.
There's like three Subways downtown in that area.
I will never go. Deli Delicious has it.
I
never go to a Subway.
And I like this deli. I like the style of. See, this is what I kind of get burnt on Chipotle and Subway is I gotta stand there and like. Stand there and hold their hand
on making it
as they're trying. They're like trying to get you to go so quickly, and you're like everything's just happening so fast. Right. And it's like, but I like to just here's my order. I'm going to go sit down.
Right.
I'm going to go relax. You let me know when you're done. That's what I want. I don't want to have to stand there and basically make it.
Right.
And just I hear this is what I want. I'll be over there.
Right.
Having my soda, enjoying.
I loved it.
Looking at the Fresnan.
So Deli Delicious. Deli Delicious opened downtown, and I hadn't gone there because I just sort of assumed that it was going to be like a lot of the other places downtown, not open all the time and whatever. It's open decent hours and on weekends, Saturdays.
Oh, on weekends.
It's open Saturday until 2 or 3 or something like that. I think, I'm not sure it's on Sunday. But so I've gone there a lot. I mean, more than probably most places, a lot of places downtown. So very, very proud.
I've never been there for lunch, but the Fig Garden at Deli Delicious, I go there and get dinner occasionally. Yeah. And there's always just like one person in there. I'm always worried about it. Like, because it has to be expensive rent there. Yeah. So, but maybe they just rake in the lunch crowd. But.
So, yeah, those places open. Let's see, what else? Oh, in the Tower.
Tower
there's
District.
Been some news. The Dusty Buns. Well,
yeah,
no.
We had talked about how Charlotte's Bakery closed. Dusty Buns was supposed to take it over, but
they're not.
They're not. Something happened there.
Uh-huh.
We don't know exactly what, but...
Casa de Tamales is moving
in. Casa de Tamales is moving in instead.
And Casa de Tamales, man, so they have their shop on out there in...
West Shaw!
They have their...
Under-talked about West Shaw, damn it.
Oh, man.
I can still remember telling Jarrah uh-huh. when Fresno Famous was still starting, was just starting as, like, you could contribute.
Right, right.
Advertising, and this is before I knew Jarrah or anything. I was just, like, a nerd, like... And she was basically courting, like, what areas of Fresno do we need to have in categories?
Right. You're like,
and West Shaw was not nothing. And I was like, how about West Shaw? There's this and this and this. She's like, okay.
There's
I was like,
else
yes, there. I got a West Shaw category on Fresno Famous.
Every time I go out west, West Shaw, any place west, it's actually worse south of Shaw. As you start going west, and it's like a whole other world out there.
Yeah.
I didn't even know.
It gets more and more disjointed.
It's weird.
The more west you go,
yeah,
it just gets weirder and like hodgepodgey.
Right.
And there's no flow to the city. Like the further west you go past Marks,
yeah,
things just start breaking down.
And it just turns into like there's, you'll see a shopping center, and then the next block, it's like you're in the country.
Yeah,
and then it's like
and then back. You're back. Then you're back. And like, oh, now I'm back in the city.
Yeah, then you're in. Oh no, wait, no, I'm not. Development. It's just the weirdest. Yeah, it's so crazy. But so Casa de Tamales is opening there in the Tower District. They're also opening on the Fulton Mall. AKA
oh, that's more interesting.
Street. Yeah,
where is that?
Positive. I can't.
No, I saw that too, yeah. But I didn't see where on the Fulton Mall.
I can't remember. I can't remember. That's
that can be exciting.
But, yeah, no, that'll be really great. I mean, they're a great restaurant. I think they're right on.
Especially if they're like in that either because it's tough right now because there's no road. No one will put a road in.
Right.
I've been saying this for years.
I've been saying if they only put in a road,
if they only put in a road,
everything would be fine.
I'm an anti-road person.
Get out. Are you now?
No. Well, now I'm just like, just
back and forth.
Do something. Right. I'm just do whatever. Just do something. But
anyway,
if it was either near the stadium
right.
or near Peeves.
Yeah.
You got to have a little synergy. The middle yeah. section is just the dead section. Yeah.
I guess they have Little Bean Cafe.
Okay.
And they're, you know.
And yeah, and you have the clock.
The Security Bank building.
Security Bank building. But.
Or Pacific Southwest building. And you're going to have that revamped
Mariposa
Plaza.
Yeah. Up. So, yeah, let's keep the mall.
Yeah.
I'm thinking we should probably keep that mall.
Just keep the mall.
Is it, like, should we start, like, an organization to keep the mall?
I think we can maybe sue.
Let's start doing, like, telling people, yeah. hey, this mall thing.
It's mall. Cool. Have you guys been to the mall? Because it's pretty badass.
Stuff's going on.
Stuff's happening.
Pretty
there.
Unique, bro.
Yeah.
San Francisco doesn't have one.
Nope.
All streets. Dirty ass.
Dirty ass one
bums.
Way street.
Oh, my God. We just stayed there a couple weeks ago. And then the area we're at, it's just everywhere smells like urine.
So I was in San Francisco in the Tenderloin. We were recording. A friend has to Reed at a studio.
Yeah, Reed.
In the Tenderloin.
Our boy Reed.
Scary place. So we're in the alley going to the thing. I saw a pigeon eating another pigeon, like eating a dead pigeon.
Yeah.
It's the weirdest.
Welcome to the most beautiful city in the world. It's the most beautiful city in the world.
Anyway, so yeah, back to the Tower District. Another big opening. This was a huge one. Ampersand
ice cream.
Ice cream place in right there on Olive Avenue.
That's big, bro.
Opened on Saturday. Yeah,
especially for that spot because the old PDQ spot across from Fresno High, that's where it's at, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
next to Dusty Buns?
Right. I was thinking there's a yogurt place that's actually on Olive Avenue.
Oh.
That's sort of what I was thinking. But
no, yeah, so be in that over in that little
that's a great spot
to be that, and then all of a sudden they sold out
on they opened on Saturday and sold so much ice cream that they had to then close so that they could restock. They sold out their entire stock of like 3 days worth of ice cream in one day because it was
All the Fresno High kids just go over there? No, it was a Saturday.
It was, who knows? I mean, there were so many people that I saw that were going there throughout the day, and it was just a really big thing. I mean, it's a great, people love ice cream.
Well, yeah, especially here.
Yeah, they scream for it.
I'll tell you what, if you don't go to Ampersand, a little Recco for you.
Okay.
I'm going to slip in there.
That's recommendation.
Obviously, I mean, this everyone knows about it, but La Riena de Mihoaken.
Have you been?
Not in the past couple months, but a couple months ago, last time, but now it's getting hot. I'm going to be there all the time.
Yeah. That place is great.
Oh, it's on Belmont.
Belmont and...
Ooh, Venice!
No.
Somewhere in that.
Belmont Palm?
Man, no.
Other side it's of...
way east
between
of that.
Palm and...
It's
oh, no, Belmont?
It's Venice-ish.
No. It's between Broadway and Palm.
Okay.
Yeah. Or, I'm sorry.
No.
Fulton and Broadway.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
I don't know. Look it up.
Boom.
That place is really good.
Oh, my God.
Authentic. That's so good. That's authentic.
Yeah, present. And that's what's so cool about it. It's so
Paletas?
Good.
I don't know.
Palentas.
Not polenta. That's
Polenos. They got them polenas in there.
You got them.
Hey, you got any of them polenas? yes, sir, but these are all polentas.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean, Paletas.
Yeah, that's what I said, Paletas, goddammit.
Yeah, no, that place is great, and it's cheap. They have all sorts of great flavors.
I like the lime.
Yeah, they have like a, you know,
they got
fresh...
And the cookies and cream one. They got a cookies and cream
that's
one.
That's it.
That one's solid.
Yeah.
They're all good. They're good for a hot summer Fresno day.
Recommendation. Let's see, what else? Anything else in the opening, closing?
There is. Oh, I've got some. Oh. I've got some stuff that I don't know if it's out there or not.
Oh, let's put it out there.
Well, I've been noticing. I go by the Dutch Brothers on Bulletin West all the time.
Oh.
And I just, I've been living in this neighborhood for about 4 years now, coming up maybe. And I just been noticing Dutch Brothers as like building and building.
Oh,
like,
yeah, yeah.
It wasn't that popular before. And now it's this past year, it's built up to this huge level where the line goes into the lot. They have a security guard.
Right. I was at Max's one time.
Uh-huh.
Couldn't get out of my parking spot.
Max's is great, too.
Because of the line to get into the...
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, huge line. They got to have security out there now. And then now recently, it's been so much that even the walk-up line on the street, right up in the sidewalk, which is nice, you know... urban planning kind of ish stuff where you walk up right up, and even that line's getting crazy now. So it's just like wow, look at Dutch Brothers go.
Yeah.
And this is what I've been told. They're moving into the Wiener Schnitzel building on Shaw and West. They're moving into that and taking that over, and that's going to be a Dutch Brothers. Just to alleviate pressure from that, not to close that. They're not moving. They're adding it and alleviate pressure from that other Dutch Brothers. And there's a Starbucks right down the way.
Yeah.
And that Starbucks is not as busy as that Dutch Brothers.
No, yeah.
So, like, they're going to...
Interesting.
So that's kind of cool.
I believe that's what we call a scoop in the business.
Maybe.
I haven't heard anyone talk about it.
Cool.
Yeah.
I think that's because Bell's is there a lot. Oh, so he's like,
he probably talks to him
or something.
Cool.
I think Bell's told me that.
That's a good one.
So there's that one. There's something else. Oh, have you ever had the Fresno State corn? The famous Fresno State corn.
I haven't
either.
It's out.
Everyone
now.
Goes freaking ape shit for the corn.
It's today.
I'm
yeah.
like, well, I mean, I like
it's
corn,
right?
But I don't want to wait in line for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I don't believe I've ever had the corn. So I come from Kingsburg,
mm-hmm.
and in Kingsburg there was the Lindell's. I think they was the name, if I'm not mistaken, and they had this corn, and it was the same thing. It was like every year. You would go out, and they just, like, they had it, and it was totally kind of by the honor system. You would just go there and grab your corn and then put the money in the thing. It was very, like, and every year it was, you know, waiting for the corn to come out. It was mm-hmm. the same kind of thing. It was good. I don't know. It's corn. I love all corn.
I'm glad. It's awesome that it has this vibe and community around it, and like
people love it.
The corn.
Yeah,
I guess I need to try it.
And I was excited. Mm-hmm. I saw it and I was like, "Oh my god, the corn!" Even though I'm not gonna go
hashtag
get
the
it.
Corn.
Yeah,
that's our hashtag for this episode.
The corn. Yeah, no, you should go, but you gotta probably.
Well, yeah,
go.
You gotta wait in line.
You gotta probably go.
I'm not waiting in line, bro.
You probably gotta go this weekend.
Disneyland's the only place I'll wait in line for stuff.
Oh, really?
And for Pliny the Younger,
right?
These okay. are the two lines.
So two things.
I'm mentally prepared
fair,
for.
Fair enough.
Everything else, no.
Corn, you're not ready for.
No.
Yeah, that's happening. So if you if someone who's listening has had the corn, can tell us what is it about the corn? I would appreciate
What's
that.
What's going on? They put like crack on it.
It's sweet corn.
Sprinkled with sweet crack.
It's sweet corn. I don't know. Anyway, yeah, Fresno State corn.
Yeah, go get some and then tell us.
Yeah.
Why it's so awesome.
And if you waited in line or any crazy stories about it. Yeah.
All right, I think it's time for
Band of the Episode. All right. I'm excited about this one. This is a different one for us, I think. So we normally do local guys. You know, strictly like homegrown.
Right.
And so this guy...
With famous, Fresno famous.
Yeah. So this guy is not homegrown. He's actually from Flint, Michigan originally. And his name is Whitey Morgan. And he is a country... insurgent country is what they call it, right? Mm-hmm. This is like that... it's sort of like the throwback,
and
yeah, it's like throwback country music, you know. And it includes like, you know, there's some like honky tonk, rockabilly, and it's the kind of stuff that like it's like OG country that you won't hear on like country radio these days, mm-hmm. But like by contemporary guys, so like young guys like us would go out and make country music that like. Sounds like it could have been made in the 60s, 70s, like whatever. And really just like kind of very authentic and so sort of like do it yourself. And a lot of these guys like come from the punk, like a punk rock background, those sorts of things. So, and he's one of these guys. He's like a name, a guy in the insurgent country movement and from Flint, Michigan. He recently, so he's coming to town this weekend. Is the reason I know this because I talked to him on the phone, and in the course of our conversing, he said that he lives in Oakhurst now, or North Fork up there, and he had been out riding his bike up around Bass Lake or whatever,
uh-huh.
and his mountain bike, I guess, I don't know, and so yeah, he met a girl, and as happens,
yeah.
And end up living in...
She's an Oakhurst girl?
Living out here in California. So
nice.
I think it's cool. I think, you know, whether what that means for us, like, you know, he lives up there. There's a lot of musicians, I think, that live up in the foothills, artists and, mm-hmm. and those types. And, you know, whether that means he'll be playing down here all the time or whatever, who knows, but it's kind of cool to have. So,
Whitey Morgan.
Well, I sat down on a bar stool in a honky-tonk last night. That little bartender gave me a look. I knew something sure wasn't right. Well, I ordered up another whiskey, one tequila, one more beer. That's when that bartender told me, son, he said, you've been cut off in here. told him I ain't drunk. Hell, I just been drinking. I started at 5 in the afternoon, Lord, about 3 days ago. Ever since my baby left me, this old heart of mine been sinking. But I ain't drunk, I've just been drinking.
Semi now, sort of semi local national act.
Right.
We have made an acquisition.
Right.
In the Fresno music scene.
Right.
And we're all good now.
Yeah.
What
else?
Producer Becky and I went to Yosemite.
Okay.
Since the last episode.
Nice.
Anniversary up there.
Oh, okay.
And one of my bucket lists has been stay at the Awani.
Oh, okay.
Stay at the Awani. And so this was the year we did it.
Nice.
Stayed at the Awani.
Okay. And
we're saddled with having the anniversary on Memorial Day weekend. This has been dogging us all our marriage.
You really should have planned a little better for that, buddy.
So it's really difficult
to
have our anniversary on the same weekend.
Now, when you were getting married, it probably made a lot of sense. You're like, oh, hey, married on Memorial Day.
Yeah, exactly. It made sense. And then also, we were married at Wolf Lakes.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. And it was somebody canceled. It was only, we've been trying to get into Wolf Lakes and couldn't get in. And somebody canceled and they called us, say, hey, we got this weekend open. And we're like, oh, yeah, hell yeah. And so we thought we were lucky. But then now it's like,
okay.
It's hard to plan something on that.
I understand.
On our, but for this year, I was just like, screw it.
We're gonna do it.
We're gonna go and got into
the Awani.
Awani. Uh-huh. It was great. We got the dumpiest, cheapest room in the whole Awani. Uh-huh. I know we did, because we were looking at like nothing. There was like no view. We like looked down at like behind some windows downstairs, but. It was great. The place Awani is amazing, and I'm really dig stuff that's historic like that. And you're staying in one of the most beautiful spots in the world, and you can't beat that. So, and I love their restaurant there, and they got a little bar there, and it's just like it's really. As an advisory to Fresnans, not that you didn't know this already, but do not go a Memorial Day weekend. That is for suckers that are tourists that are not from here.
Right, or people who have their...
As a Fresnan, don't be a dumb shit and go to Yosemite on Memorial Day weekend. Just so most everybody's been to Yosemite, you've lived here. I will describe to you how bad it was.
Go.
Like, we were worried about the gate, getting in the gate.
Sure, sure.
And they said don't come between 10 and 3 because that's when the gate is swamped. Come different times. Don't come between 10 and 3. All right. All right. We'll come. We went there at like 3:30. We got to the gate. Nobody there at the gate.
Okay.
Like, you know, there's a couple cars, but yeah, like yeah. went right up to the park ranger.
Yeah.
We're like, sweet. I think this might be all right. We drove through, you know, we drive through that whole section from the gate to the tunnel.
Yeah.
The Wawona tunnel. Nothing. We were the only car the whole way. Nobody was rushing me from behind. I wasn't behind somebody going, this fucker won't go fast enough. It was perfect little drive right to the tunnel. Come out the tunnel, and you know that whole little section when you come out the tunnel and there's everybody's there and it's got the most iconic postcard shot right there. Outside mm-hmm. the tunnel. That was pretty packed, but it was like expecting. I was like, oh yeah, cool. We'll check that out on the way out. Start driving down, boom, there's this traffic stop. So we're like, you know, sometimes people are like trying to park somewhere weird and you kind of get back to them. I'm like, yeah, it's no big deal. It was stopped the whole valley. From the Wawona Tunnel all the way to the very back of the valley where the Awani is was stopped. Stop and go. Like, you would go three cars, then you would just stop for like 5 minutes, and then you go three cars. It took 2.5 hours
oh my God.
From the Wawona Tunnel to the Awani.
Which is what? How many miles?
It's like probably 5 miles. At that, maybe 3 miles. It's like would take you 10 minutes normally, and it took us 2.5 hours. And not only that, like they don't warn you at the gate. They're like, hey, the valley's messed up.
Right.
Just to give you a heads up.
Right.
But here, we'll take your $30. Right. But it's messed up in there. So we get to finally get up. We've been in line for 2 hours at this point. We finally get up to a point where they're turning people around and they go, park is closed. Turn around, go to the other side, come back out, come back in a few hours. And the first guy that told us was like a German guy,
uh-huh.
park ranger. So he was just kind of like, and Becky's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, we.
And she says, no, no kid, go. Park close. We're like, whoa, wait. So there was another guy.
Are you sure and he wasn't Russian? Cause
no, it's not a German.
Okay.
So there's another ranger further up, and I pulled off kind of the side.
Right.
I'm like, we have reservations at the Awani. We're staying at the Awani.
Right.
We can come through, right? He's like, no, park is closed. I'm like, well, dude, I have reservations. Right. I'm staying there. You cannot not let me go.
Right.
And Becky started like throwing down on him. And he goes, oh, let me talk to my supervisor. And then he's like, all right, you can go. I'm like, okay, thank God. And then we go through, and then we still had to wait another hour getting through that traffic. That was
just
people like that yelled at the ranger to let me through, I guess. And so like that was just the whole. But once what was weird is once we got through that gauntlet and went to the Awani, it was nothing. There was
no one there.
It was like, no, the Awani was booked.
Full, but it was.
But it wasn't like crazy at all. It was just really relaxed and like not that many people. And it was just like.
That's very funny.
Oh my God. So we learned our lesson. Don't go to Yosemite on Memorial Day weekend.
There you go, people.
But it was still amazing, and everything else about it was what you'd want it to be. So,
all right.
And on the way down, you stop at Southgate now, brewing in
Elkhurst. That is true, which is really nice. Speaking of breweries, and we'll just throw this out there, 559 Brewery opened their tap room in downtown Clovis.
That's what I hear.
Old Town.
I hear this.
Old Town Clovis. So go there. Tell us about it. We're interested.
Form your own independent opinion about
it. Let us
know. I will not influence that opinion at all.
So there you go. What else?
To the Yosemite relation.
Oh yeah.
The YART has started, which YART is Yosemite Area Rapid Transit System, which it goes from the airport, Fresno Yosemite Airport, and goes straight into Yosemite. It's a bus. It's a really nice big bus. Uh-huh. We were looking at it.
Watching people.
It goes right up to the Awani. If we would have taken YART, because they will in the valley, they will. They make you go to one lane. There's two lanes, but they make you go to the one because they leave the second lane for the buses. And so the bus just keeps going right through. I don't know how much it costs.
Because that would have been...
It's yarts.com. Y-A-R-T-S.com.
That would have been a great... really great for you.
And you just... Oh, it would have been perfect for that because we wouldn't have had any problems.
Right.
But I don't know... I'm on the site now. I don't really see...
It's free.
I don't know if it's free, but it's a nice free. It's a nice looking bus.
Yeah.
It goes right up to the one. It goes right to all the key spots in Yosemite. And I don't know. I would recommend it if you're going to do that.
That's
something
what
like
I'm going to do.
On a crazy weekend, you don't feel like driving. Just do Yarts, bro.
That's every weekend.
Yarts, and you're there.
Is that their tagline?
No, that's Bart. So
well, there you go. Okay, what else? I think we might be getting close.
I think so. We're getting close.
Is there anything?
There was, it seems like there was one thing. Oh, so I you're doing a story about
I was
Radcliffe.
Oh man, yeah. So May 22nd, 1965, Rolling Stones played at Radcliffe Stadium. Right, so 50 years ago, essentially 50 years ago, on last Friday. You know, I think I probably knew about it. It's one of those things that, like, you've heard about over the years, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, the Rolling Stones. And especially because when the Rolling Stones came in 2005, right?
Right.
There was to the a Save Mart Center. It was a big thing.
Yeah, I remember seeing a story like, remember when they played Radcliffe?
Right, yeah. And so I think maybe Channel 30 or somebody did like a whole story and blah, blah. Well, I got a call from some guy and he was like, oh, this is going to be the 50th anniversary. And he was like, I remember a story in the Fresno Bee the day after the show and blah, blah, blah. And so, you know, I was like, man, well, maybe that'd be a cool story. So I looked at it and, you know, it ends up being a pretty cool story about, you know, the Rolling Stones coming and playing in Radcliffe Stadium. And mainly because, like, at the time, this was, like, unheard of. This was, like, 1965. And, you know, like, arena shows didn't really even exist.
Right, they had not come to fruition yet.
I mean, it just wasn't a thing. And so, like, people would, if you, like, even the biggest concert, they would play at, like, a Rainbow Ballroom or something.
Yeah.
So they had this thing, eight bands. The Byrds played.
Man.
There were a bunch of local bands. The Roadrunners opened, you know. So there's a local band out there that can say, we opened for the Roadrunners. But there were eight bands, and they must have all played like two songs or something.
Yeah.
Because the thing started at 10 o'clock in the morning. By 1 o'clock, it was over.
What?
And so, and you know, so the Rolling Stones, they came, they got there at like 11:30 something. They came in an armored car, right? They got onto stage. They played like less than 30 minutes.
Wow.
You apparently couldn't hear anything because of the screaming, right?
Yeah.
And this is like 1965, you know, like the amplification was like terrible.
Right.
And so
it was just like their mic amped.
Right. I mean, yeah. I mean, I think it was really that kind of thing. And so, you know, whatever. And then when they left, there was like a riot. Everyone like stormed down to the stage and the cops had to call the whole thing. You know, the cops came out and, and they stopped the whole thing. I don't know, just a really cool story. And another interesting part about it is this idea of, like, you know, and I guess I was aware of it, but maybe not, that, like, Radcliffe Stadium, which is the Fresno City College area,
Fresno City,
like Blackstone,
football stadium.
Was, like, a huge concert spot for a long time, like, in the 80s.
I know the Police played there.
The Police played there. Journey came through in, like, what might be the biggest rock show in Fresno. They had like 25,000 people.
That's insane.
25,000 people.
You can fit that many people in.
Came out to see Journey. Like 17,000 people came out to see Joan Jett and Loverboy. You know, whatever. Yeah, right. But then they got complaints, you know, from neighbors about the noise and stuff and the parking and all the people and stuff. Yeah. And so they stopped and then, you know, everyone started going to Selland and then eventually, you know, over to the Save Mart Center or whatever. But I think it's an interesting story. And one of those pieces of history, you know, that, like, there's footage, I guess.
I think I've seen that.
There is some. So Channel 30, there's when they footage. Did their when they did their story, they had some of this footage. There, I guess there was, like, a German TV crew or a German crew, like camera crew that was following them around at the, because this was the Rolling Stones' This was their first U.S. tour, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so they was filming, and so there's like a bootleg film out, and they call it The Riot in Fresno. Yeah. But yeah, no, it's so interesting. And like we brought out the old paper, the Fresno Bee, from that day. So the day before, they had an advertisement in the...
Just get Paula Lloyd on it. You'll get all you need to know.
So they had, they brought it out. They had an advertisement the day before, and it had like a special note to parents about how they would take every precaution to protect your kids and and then the story in the paper the following day, and so there were 45, well, it varies depending on like who was saying it, but between 35 and 4500 people.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy who was putting it on, the head of the production company or whatever, was like kind of disappointed, and he was like, there were plans to maybe have the Beatles come out, and then he was like, after this I'm not so sure. And then the Beatles never came, so obviously
I feel you, bro.
So I don't know, it's just an interesting story, kind of one of those like historic, it's weird to think that, like, because at the time no one knew that the Rolling Stones were going to be the Rolling Stones,
right?
Here's some weird British band, and I don't think they really had any hits at the time. Satisfaction wasn't even on the charts or anything. I don't even think this would have been like on their maybe first album or whatever. So,
wow,
yeah, interesting.
That's cool. That's a cool Fresno lore.
Yeah, you can read it. I did a little piece. You can read it on the FresnoBee.com.
FresnoBee.com.
You want to check it out? Look for my name. So. Yeah,
Joshua Tiki in the new Fresno Bee.
In the new,
new bee?
You tell me.
I like it. I dig it.
Yeah, I think a lot of people. We heard some. I saw some things on Facebook and the like, and we heard some things, and I think it was all just based on like, it was all very reactionary, and no one. I don't think anyone really was like sat down and looked at what differences were and weighed it out, because if you did, you would see. I mean, I think we were getting way more, I think the content in the way it's laid out and designed is so much better. It's the same reporters, it's the same type of story, but we're really designing it in a way that's much more accessible to readers, I think, at least in the print product and online, I guess. So, for us in the features department, I think it's been really good, because it is, we have a food page now. We have a standalone home and garden section. We've expanded the coverage in Seven, so now there's actually food coverage in Seven and different things. So I think it's been really good. I like the look of it. I think it looks cool,
Yeah.
So
I like it too.
Yeah.
Good job.
Thank you. It was all me. Well,
good job, Josh.
They asked me what I thought that we should do.
All Josh's changes.
And I said, well, let me draw you out.
Come here, Bourne.
I was like, here's my idea, roughly.
Bourne, get in my office right now.
And I, drew up some rough sketches, and that's sort of what they went with. But yeah, it's pretty cool.
bring your little buddy McEwen in here. Got some stuff to tell you.
All right.
I think it's time to
Is it? Plug it up. Plug it up. Plug it up.
Plug it up.
Plug it up. Plug it up.
What's it'll go back plug doing, it. Bro?
It'll go back. Album is done.
It's done, man. And mastered? Is it mastered?
Mastered. Mixed.
Have you mastered it?
Mixed, mastered. Ready to go. We're just waiting for duplication. We're, working on our... We're working on all the, getting all the artworks and stuff together. So we'll see. Should be in the next couple of months. Next couple of months, we'll be really hammering it home. Should be out there.
Yeah. Bandcamp? It's going to be on Bandcamp?
It'll be on Bandcamp. We'll have it on Bandcamp. We should.
Spotify? On Spotify?
Should be on Spotify. We're going to get it done. It'll be one of those disc makers things. They do so much work for everyone. and they automatically kind of push it out to all these other places.
Will there be an album release show?
There will be an album release show.
Yes. I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah. So,
I'm
very excited about all that. So, that's the band. We have a couple shows coming up. you can check it out on Twitters. It'll go back on Facebook, all that good stuff. So then I will go ahead and give myself a plug, my other job at the Fresno Bee. Excuse me. FresnoBeehive.com, where I write about all sorts of fun stuff,
yeah,
like
blogging.
Rolling Stones, and you know, there's the Band Geek. So if you want to know about local music coming to town, I have all of them listed.
There you go, man. Every Thursday.
I try to get every Thursday.
Band Geek, you can get all. Geek. You can figure out where you want to go to watch bands.
Yeah, and I don't get everything, but I get
it's
pretty close.
Impossible.
I get pretty
closer than anyone else.
I'm sure, yeah. So, great place to go. I wish more people knew about it, because I really feel like there's probably so many people that are like, mm-hmm. I'd like to go see free good music. Mm-hmm. I don't know where to go. And I lay it all out there for you. Yeah. And I'm not saying that to like, hey, give myself props or anything. Right. But, I mean, you know, it's pretty cool.
Damn straight.
Well, I look at it every week and I go, man, I can't believe so much stuff is happening. This is
great. Oh, yeah. It's just
yeah. So, crazy. Those are the things. Let's see.
Who is doing the Ooh. On the Beehive, or who came up with the 5 things to do today? It's like every day.
Yeah, so that's you know, we have sort of, we're reworking our calendar sections in the print product, and one of the ideas that we had was that thing where we wanted to try to bring out 5 things to do every day, because you know, our calendar online is pretty extensive, you know, mm-hmm. but a lot of people just don't know it's there, and we've switched some vendors and different things recently, so you know, it has been confusing in the last couple months as to where things are, but we do have a very extensive calendar online, and so you know, it was like there were a lot of things that just weren't getting in,
right?
And so we thought, okay, now that we're, you know, revamping things, you know, one of the things we want to do is make it more you know, calendar for event friendly, you know, so we can get more events in there. So we started doing that every day. So every day in the paper and online, you'll see a 5 things to do today, and it's just a brief little recap of 5, you know. And sometimes it's, you know, ongoing event kind of stuff, but sometimes there's really cool stuff happening. So that's where you'll find out a lot about those midweek shows that don't get mentioned sometimes because of, you know, where they mm-hmm. fall schedule wise. You'll find there. So yeah, it's really cool. I'm glad you noticed that.
Boom.
Yeah,
I like it.
And for you, sir, what will you be plugging?
Oh, always the Dorktown Network.
Dorktown.
Of our little family of shows.
Family
which
podcast.
If you we've referenced craft beer usually every time we have a whole show devoted to
Whoa!
It, and there's always local craft beer talk. It's called The Perfect Pour.
Perfect
you Pour. Can find it in the same areas you found Flowing the Famous.
Right.
And perfectpourpod.com.
Great show.
And all the craft beer geekness with Nick and Matt. The brothers Nick and Matt. Matt and runs the beer garden at Tioga Sequoia downtown.
Knows what he's talking about.
The big bearded feller.
Bearded brooder. And then you have guests all the time. That's exciting.
We got lots of, always have a craft beer guest of some level of importance.
Yeah.
And also Dorktown.
The
flagship of the Dorktown Network. Dorktown Podcast. Been there for 10 years.
You're really going to go with that as the flagship, huh?
Yeah, bro. Got it. It's got the name.
All right. I understand. It's funny.
And Dorktown has been,
they play the Oar game.
We're hitting the 10-year mark.
Whoa.
Now, what's weird is Flowing with Famous, I believe, started January of 2005.
Don't ask me. I don't know.
If Reed would be able to answer this more
appropriately,
but I believe roughly January 2005.
Okay.
Dorktown started first post was June 7th, 2005.
Wow.
So Flowing with Famous technically is one of the probably top 10 oldest podcasts still going.
Right.
Now, I mean, we did have, there's been a lot of lineup changes in Flowing with Famous. There's been sections where there weren't podcasts posted for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why you see like, whoa, Flowing's on like 34 or 30. Like, that doesn't make sense.
That's a reboot.
Those are rebooted numbers.
Right, reboot, yeah.
Flowing with Famous has been around forever. But Dorktown, been there 10 years.
Any special plans?
Not really.
Well, because I remember we used to have the, you know, anniversary show party.
Yeah, we did it on year, I think it was year 3 and year 4 we had anniversary shows.
Pretty fun.
Starline, one at, you guys played.
Audis, right? Was Audis. That the Audis one?
Did you even play the Starline 2?
I don't know. I don't remember.
I think so.
Big Balls played, right, at the other one?
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, Big Ball, right. I think It'll Grow Back might have played the Starline one, and Big Balls played the Club Fred one.
Lots of fun, though.
Yeah, but, like, the audience isn't there anymore, like, for that. I don't know. Maybe it's still the same downloads as it used to be, but that sort of
people get old,
community,
man.
Doesn't come out. I don't know.
It's been
it's just 10 years. You know, it's... So I don't want to go to some place and be like two people and then be depressed for 3 months going,
Mama, well, it's 10 years. So you know that, like, if you were in your mid-20s at the time of the first...
Sure.
Now you're in your mid-30s and things are different.
Yeah.
Things just are different.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, you're mature.
You say just maybe one or two less F-bombs during the show.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so and then
the final, get off my podcast. All Harrison Ford. We just talked about the Devil's Own with Brad Pitt. Harrison Ford, Brad Pitt. And we're about to go to Air Force One, which is where the name came from. So that's exciting.
Okay, Air Force One. Remind me of that again.
That Gary Oldman's the bad guy. Mm-hmm. Harrison Ford is president of the United States.
Now, is this the one
and
where...
And he's on the plane.
Is this the one where Steven Seagal dies?
No. There's no Steven Seagal.
That? What movie is that?
I don't remember.
There is a movie, and I thought it was this one. Executive Decision.
Oh, yeah. That's a whole... You know that's Kurt Russell. And,
right.
Yeah.
I think
whole
that's
different
the movie.
One.
And Steven Seagal's in it, and he dives within the first like 3 minutes or 5 minutes of the movie, and it was just I was so like.
And then it's 2 hours of mourning Steven Seagal. We're like, why did he die?
Why did he have to die?
No,
no. Okay, so Executive Decision, like, get off my plane.
This is Air Force One.
Air Force One. Yeah.
Gary Oldman's bad guy tries to take over, hijack Air Force One with the president on it,
and his
Harrison
children.
Ford is the everybody's on it.
Right.
So Harrison Ford's got to battle. Gary Oldman. Can't get better than that.
Gary Oldman would kick Harrison Ford.
Whoa, bro.
I
love Gary Oldman, but come on, man.
You don't think so?
No. Kick Han Solo / Indiana Jones / Jack Ryan. No way.
That is what I'm saying.
No.
Have you seen True Romance?
I have.
Well, he's got dreadlocks.
Yeah.
He's got a grill.
Yeah, he's pretty better.
Also, Fifth Element.
Fifth Element, he's awesome in that.
So?
Gary Oldman's awesome in everything.
Okay.
But still,
I'm starting Gary Oldman podcast.
Do it.
I think
I'll be on it.
All right. There's those episodes of the episode of Friends he was on. All right.
That's enough non-Fresno talk.
That's enough non-Fresno talk. But if you want to hear more Fresno talk, you can listen to us always.
Yes.
You can find us at Flowing with Pod on
Twitter.
We don't have Facebooks
and nobody cares about Facebook anymore,
but we're on Stitcher, we're on iTunes, we're on all that good stuff.
I want to thank Ben.her.
okay,
gave a really awesome review on iTunes. So if you want to help us out, do a little review on iTunes, basically just saying like he or she got
banned
because Ben.her, though I don't know. Benner. Ben-Hur.
Anyway.
Ben-Hur.
Go ahead and finish your...
But no, it was a really good review of basically saying, like, this is, like, hanging out with your two friends that, like, know, like, inside stuff about Fresno. Right. And just, like, you're just sitting there having a beer, like, talking about this little indie... It was totally... He understood what we're trying to do. And, like... Totally give it out on the iTunes review.
Awesome. So I have to say that my friend EJ, who was he's a local musician, been in a bunch of bands. Uh-huh. I got a call from him the other day, and huge fan as well, and just talking about how much he loves the show. And
nice.
And he was like, anytime you want, me to come on. Come on and talk about the whatever, you know. So, and he's one of these downtown guys, you know, you'll see him all the time. So, thanks for listening.
Yeah. Thanks, Rob Weeks. Thanks, Ed Stewart.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Hillary. Thanks, producer Becky. All people that the listeners that, you know, and listeners, that support the show.
Yeah.
And this is the only show producer Becky cares about.
I really get freaked out sometimes when people are like, "Oh, I listen to your show." I'm like, "Whoa, whoa, hold on, let's step back. What are you talking about?
The local show on KFSR?"
I really get confused. On that show They're like, anymore. "Oh, I listen to your show." I'm like, "Oh, okay, the podcast."
That's how Josh is locked into Flowing of Famous during the week. You're like, "Yeah, I love your show. What are you talking about?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not Ray Appleton, okay? Yeah,
you Chuck Leonard? You've been watching Chuck Leonard?
I'm not Chuck Leonard.
All right. Well,
are you still on Chuck Leonard on Fridays?
Oh, yeah, man, every Friday.
All right.
It's great stuff, so you can watch me there, too. Make a fool of myself.
Yep. See you live.
One of us makes a fool of either me or Chuck every time makes guaranteed. A fool of ourselves.
One
so,
or yeah. more will be making a
we,
fool
we
of
trade
ourselves.
Off. We trade off.
You're like, you kind of get the feel of the first 10 seconds, like, who's going to be the fool?
Oh, no, it's me. It's me. This week. Like, okay.
Oh, I got to do this week. Frizzle good.
All right, so that's it. Thank you again for listening. I will count us out. 5, 4, 3, 2.